I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. A new method for preserving and storing vaccines could make vaccination possible for millions more people in developing countries. Ira Flatow, he's host of Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. This is Thursday. Ira's back. Hi, Ira.
Hi, Alex.
So tell me, does this story have anything to do with a shortage of flu vaccinations that's such a big issue right now in this country?
Not really. This story is about how to preserve vaccines and keep them viable as you try to bring them to kids around the world in underdeveloped countries, get them out there where it's hard to get to them. But nothing really to do with the shortage of flu vaccine that we have this year.
So this is about storing vaccines, which normally need to be refrigerated, yes?
Yeah. You know, when you go to your doctor, she goes into the refrigerator, pulls out the vial of vaccine or the shot, but it has to be preserved in the cold. In fact, there's something they call a cold chain, which means it has to stay cold. I guess it's almost like draft beer when you think about it. It has to stay cold from the factory to the doctor. And so it has to be refrigerated along the way. Now, when you take the vaccine from the manufacturer and you try to bring it to underdeveloped countries, which may be in hard-to-reach places in Africa, it could cost millions of dollars just in refrigeration to keep the refrigeration chain, this cold chain, going. And so scientists are trying to come up with a way of preserving the vaccine where it doesn't have to be refrigerated.
So what have they done?
Well, a British company called Cambridge Biostability has found actually a way to preserve the vaccine in a method they call stable liquidity, a quite interesting technique that mimics what goes on in nature. You know, in nature, there are some animals and plants that are able to sort of go into hibernation if you dry them out, or they actually dry themselves out, and they can stay viable for 100 years or more. Well, these researchers have basically mimicked nature. They found a way to encase the drugs in a sugar coating, creating like tiny glass little sugary spheres. It's sort of like M&M's, I guess, you know, putting a little sugar coating around the medicine, and they stay dry and safe. And to protect them from the elements, the spheres are then suspended in an inert substance, and in this case, in this research, Freon. And in this state, they don't have to be refrigerated. They can stand the heat of the desert. They can be in somebody's Range Rover locked up in the glove compartment. That heat won't bother them. And then something really interesting happens. When you inject the vaccine back in the body, this sugar coating melts in the bloodstream, and the vaccine is released into the blood, and it does its thing.
Well, how soon are we going to see this in use? It really sounds like a terrific kind of development.
Well, it's going to take time to be developed. There is a pilot program going on, but the downside to this is that to develop a new drug, it takes tens, hundreds of millions of dollars to test out the safety of it, to do the human trials on it. And normally, drug companies only do these things for these giant mega blockbuster drugs like Viagra or Lipitor, where they stand to reap billions of dollars in profits from your HMO or whatever when you pay for these drugs. When you get them. Now, when you make drugs for poor little kids in underdeveloped countries, the payback is not going to be there. There are no HMOs for these kids, and these kids can't afford it. So we're not sure how this thing is going to play out. On the other hand, the company that is testing out this drug believes that the money saved in refrigeration expenses, as I say, there are millions of dollars of refrigeration expenses involved here, that savings alone could mean that, 10 million more kids might get vaccinated.
Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Ira, thank you.
You're welcome.